July 28, 1899. Union Conference Proceedings. Ellen G. White. Sister White, I feel very thankful that we have got the word, and I have read this over and over again. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. Now, what kind of a people would we be if we were to do that always? Forbearing one another, and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. Now, I thought if all this company here would just carry out these words that are here, why, we should be ready for translation. We certainly would be ready for the work of God to go forward in the world. And now, here is something that I want you to consider. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which ye also are called in one body, and be ye thankful. What an influence you could carry if everyone would carry out these principles. But there is something more. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks unto God and the Father by him. Well now, is not that very precious? I think it is very precious. Then we read in Ephesians, and be not drunk with wine wherein is excess. Here is something you can be filled with. It will restore the moral image of God in man. But be filled with the Spirit. Then we can be. That is a possibility. Then let us let it. Let us let the Spirit of God dwell in our hearts and give no place for the devil. Here it says again, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts. Do not you think that we should do this? And if we should sing more to the glory of God, and if we should be cheerful and not appear as if we were a band of mourners going to the cemetery, do you not think that if we lifted up our heads and rejoiced because our redemption draweth nigh, there would be altogether a different atmosphere surrounding our souls? Now, I felt very thankful indeed that Brother Haskell came just at the time of the first term of our school, and we had a blessed school. Every soul that came to the school for that term was converted. The Bible was opened, and there seemed to be a treasure house that Brother Haskell could draw from and present it to the people, and it was of the greatest value to us. I thank the Lord to see this congregation here, a large company. I feel sorry we cannot have the labors of Brother Haskell here and have them in America, but we cannot have both, and the Lord will give us the strength if it is His duty to go there. I am very thankful to meet Brother Irwin. It has seemed like having a little piece of America here, and here we can speak and pray together, although I was ill for a week and could not get out. I thought I would have to take time to recover, but the Spirit of the Lord strengthened me and blessed me. Now I thank God I have the pleasure of saying these few words, and the Lord will bless every one of us that wants to be blessed.